So that's the plan that we've got so far.
Okay.
that we have is that if we were only funded for this budget year, we're going to start basically with a celebration in February, but then not have funding in June. So we wanted to be guaranteed that we were able to continue the whole project through the entire celebration. So that's part of the reason for the 30-month request. And with that, we would intend to carry our money forward, and next June we would carry the money forward to finish the project out.
So the project, we need to keep in mind, is a 30-month period, and $100,000 is for that 30 months.
Right, it's for 30 months. It's not for 6 months or a year.
Right.
So it's a little longer than that. The budget we also proposed is very preliminary because the folks that are really going to be administering this budget is going to be the committee that you will be appointing in a couple of weeks. So they will refine that and probably come up with some ideas. I would expect, at this point, I don't know if we got enough money in there or not. I would think that we should have. But we've got some other opportunities where we can partner with some folks, I think. Again, all very preliminary as we go through the planning. That big committee will do the planning once they get in place and we get started the 1st of July. So, as I said, kind of some guesses here on how we broke that budget down, but that's where we're at. The other portion of the budget or our proposal, actually, and it's kind of important, we would like, in addition to having funding, we would like to request permission to use county facilities for some of the events that happen and support from county staff for that. So if we were to have a kickoff and have it here, we would like to be able to, you know, have permission to use county facilities, or if it happens to be in the fairgrounds or someplace like that, to have some support from the county, because I think that we plan on maybe one, maybe two, who knows, of these events to be maybe sponsored by this budget, where other things would be sponsored by other groups in the community, because that's part of the project, is to encourage other folks to celebrate as well the whole year long. So, and yeah, I don't know. Clint? Thumbs up back there. Mr. Chairman, or if you have any questions, I'm happy to stand for questions. We appreciate the opportunity today.
Commissioners, questions?
So, I know you haven't found you haven't named any names yet, but I do believe that a project like this has to have a champion in charge.
Right.
And that'll make or break this thing. Do you feel like you have that person found, the champion for this project? I feel pretty strongly about that.
I think we have the champion for the project, but I also feel that we've got the folks that would be to the committee can champion the project. I think the committee can champion the project as well as the person, and that's important to us as well. We want a face for our project.
Yeah.
And part of the RFP, I don't know if you read those requirements, I believe I sent them to you. We want that person to keep track of what's going on and to encourage people to celebrate and those kinds of things and work with the committee and get the committee's thoughts out on what they want done or what they'd like to see and make it a celebration. We want to celebrate places and people and events and not just what happened 100 years ago. We want to celebrate everything that happened during the 100 years. So, you know, your group started up 4 years ago. Let's celebrate your group during the centennial. So that's kind of the thought at this point. But well taken. We know we need to have a face for them to be out there, and I'm thinking about that. Yeah, and we've had a lot of discussion about that in the exploratory committee.
And someone that can bring other towns together.
Yeah.
You know, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things we talked about a lot is two of the folks that are on our committee right now are from down Big Pine of Arlington area, and it's like when you have the 4th of July, it's going to be the centennial celebration of 4th of July weekend. You know,
my thoughts are you bring all those budgets together and have one big party instead of three individuals. That's something like that.
The county's going to celebrate, you know, the communities will celebrate, it will just be the ongoing, you know, celebration. So, but some of those things, and we will also plan to keep you guys informed as we go, so you can have, you know, once the committee think we anticipate our planning to be from July until towards the end of the year to be ready to kick it off in February. But during that planning time, we'll visit with you guys to make sure that you know what we're thinking and that you get your input in as well.
So your RFP for your coordinator, you had some valid, you feel like you've got some responses that are that champion?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Okay. You got more than one possibly, hopefully?
We've only got one that went in. We had some interest from some other folks, and that's part of the reason why we're meeting next week, to say, okay, is this person the person that we really want, or do we want to wait and look a little more? That's the exploratory committee's going to take that on and make that decision, make that recommendation to you guys. But we'll bring in the recommendation to our
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Mary, up there on where it says 30-month contract services estimate. So is the $60,000 set in stone, or is that just an estimate?
It's an estimate.
So it could be higher or lower?
It could be, but I think that, again, we're going to do not to exceed contract, I believe. So we make sure we stay within our budget.
Okay. Thank you for that. So as a follow-up, if you would please, the person that ends up with this, more than likely, that amount over 30 months is not going to be a full-time position, I wouldn't think, for them at least.
Yeah.
So it almost would appear to me that there might be somebody that is semi-retired or something like that. In other words, an individual that is not committed to a full-time job, would that make sense or not? I guess I'm wondering how much time this might take.
We've talked about that. I think that we're going to be front-loaded some. There's going to be a lot of planning in the beginning, and then it will be monitoring over the rest of the time. Maybe a quarter-time job. It's very conceivable it could be somewhat. There are folks that do contract work that do these kinds of things, and they have several projects going on. There are also, it could be somebody that has some spare time and needs some extra money and has a love for history and for Sublette County that would take that on and do it as a part-time gig, and be able to manage that over the next 30 months on a daily basis, a couple hours a day, maybe nothing, it's however those, that type of work goes, and a lot of times with this, I would imagine there'd be days that you maybe do nothing, and maybe you do a whole day on a Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the
director? Mr. Chairman, I like the idea of funding this entire project right now is because of what we've told everyone is we're going to start, the money's going to start drying up. And when Mary, you're talking about having some events between now and the end. And these are positive events when we might be in the doldrums, so to speak. So it's something to look forward to, but it's not something that you need to come back to us for the money because we've already given it to you. And I like that idea.
Commissioner Rothhauser, that's exactly right. We want to guarantee that we can do the entire project. And with 30 months of funding, we know we can get there. We also realize that money's tight. We hope you also realize this is a pretty wild guess that we put together for this budget. You know how tight I am. That $100,000 is a little scary number for me. But I think that we may come back to you with money. We're going to look for partners. There's partners to be had for advertising and for promotion and some of those kinds of things. And we'll make it work, I think. I think the group is pretty committed to making sure that it works. And we've got some ability to partner up with a lot of agencies in the community. But it's important that we have a guarantee that we can finish. We want to get started and get cut off in June next year.
Well, I think that opportunity to make the guarantee is this year, not next year. I think we've made that clear to others that have come before us. I also agree that we might be able to take advantage of this opportunity to come together as a community, to strengthen ourselves as a community, and to celebrate the heritage that we've had at a time we may need it the most. So I'm in favor.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that's one of the things I know some of the concerns that you folks have is, of course, people are pretty, you know, it's been a long, whole winter. With COVID and everything else, we've got economic issues that people are concerned about. This might just help, and we just may not know that. It'll help people's heads anyway, I think, to be able to sit and tell some stories and celebrate, you know, celebrate. It's a celebration. So
there's quite a potential for some intangible benefits. Commissioners?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to point out I'm in strong support of this project. With that said, I hope some of this can be devoted to the history of the county before Sublette County existed. For example, when the Big Piney Marbleton area was the first part to be settled and the cowherds coming in here, in the winter of 1897 or 8, whichever it was, when you could walk on dead cow carcasses all the way, you know, it was bad, before people put up hay to winter their cattle. And then when where I live, part used to be part of Fremont County, when we had a commissioner, E.P. Steele, who rode horseback over Washington Pass to attend commissioner meetings in Fremont County. I mean, those are some really interesting times.
And Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Bowsman, one of the interesting things with having Clint on our committee, you know, he's told the story about all the energy that there was. There was a lot of energy in the county and in the community when all of the formation of the county was done and the things that were going on. I think that rolls into that kickoff. That's why we're pretty strong. We really want to sponsor a kickoff for the celebration because when some of those stories need to be heard. There's folks that don't know their stories, and to learn how the people really struggled and fought together to be able to live here. And we all know this is not an easy place to live. And can you imagine what it was like back in the early 1900s? You know, it's a rugged country.
Educational opportunity as well. Get everybody excited, bring everybody together, everybody can participate. It's a fun thing.
Yeah, any other questions? I think we're good with your budget request.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity, Commissioners. We will keep you informed as we go. And like I said, we will have some things for your agenda on the 16th to get us kicked off. And it's going to be fun. And that's the first part. We want to make sure it's all going to be fun.
Okay. Commissioner Baker?
Just one quick question. But I perhaps didn't hear it, and he already said it, but when do you anticipate the coordinator coming on board?
July 1st is what we're shooting for.
July 1st. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look forward to the fruits of your labor.
Mary?
I believe the representatives from Vanna White House are here. Their budget request is $45,000, and they wanted to present the budget to the
Okay, would you guys like to come on up?
Request. My name is Jeremy Silcox. I'm the director program I've presented in the past, the Van Black House, is a crisis shelter and group home for children and adolescents in Teton County. But since the mid-80s, our program has served children from Teton, Mark Lincoln, and South Lake counties. Our crisis shelter is a 30-day voluntary placement for kids struggling in school, struggling at home, maybe some early struggles with the law. And our group home is for kids who are in a poor situation that allows them to stay as close to their community as possible while they undergo treatment for behavioral issues they're having, or they can also get drug and alcohol counseling. Fairly close to their families for family counseling, which is an important part of them going through that process. So, our proposal is for $45,000, which has been the same requested for as long as I can remember. That money, as you probably remember, is something that we bill for only as children from Suffolk County come into our programs. And once that money is used up, then we also rely on money that comes in from the state that we get for crisis shelter and placements, as well as private clinic. Last year, the money that was allocated was used up between July 1st and the end of October, and but we still kept kids in their treatment and placement, and we actually had one young gentleman all through the winter and through the lockdown and closing of everything, and you know, we were able to stay open and still serve that gentleman and graduated from our program as reunited with his family as of the last 2 weeks. So this money goes to help provide critical services to folks in your community, in this community, our community. I think you know, we've worked really hard to stay open, to continue to provide services no matter what, to whoever needs it. We really want to be able to provide services to kids at the time they need it, when they need it, and for as long as they need it. And also work after they move on from us to make sure that they're supported in their families and their home communities. So it's not just like they leave and we forget who they are. Stay very much in contact and even offer counseling services beyond the end of their festivals. I think we have a really great connection with the community down here. We work very closely with the schools. We work very closely with the Department of Family Services down here. We do a lot of driving back and forth with kids to meet their parents for home visits. A lot of the times families can't afford even to drive up to our program, so you know, our gas in the tank is really important. I just think overall we feel really proud of the fact that we've been able to continue to provide what we do throughout. You know, it's been a challenging time for everybody. We anticipate that the need for our services is going to continue. Obviously, there's a lot of folks that are hurting financially, and that brings along with it all kinds of emotional and physical things that go on. And you know, we're certainly seeing a continued need for our services for the foreseeable future.
I could add, the Sheriff's Department is highly in favor of this program, and they have the means and the information to approve the vouchers and confirm the stay of the kids there. So,
and that was a concern we had last year.
Yes.
And you, so that has been fulfilled, taken care of by the
yes.
Sheriff, and so we actually can. He is doing accounting of those services for our kids, and then I think what you're saying is you provided more services or continued services beyond the time of what this dollar amount represented.
Absolutely.
Okay. Questions, Commissioner?
Mr. Chairman, is there any coordination from your organization to Region 5 BOCES?
We're not affiliated with them. Occasionally we'll have, so because we're a crisis shelter, sometimes we're the first point of contact for certain children. The first time they've ever maybe received any kind of mental health counseling services or any kind of support services. And so occasionally, what that means is we'll be the first people to kind of identify as an issue with a child. We have had kids be referred to the BOCES programs, but that's really, BOCES programs are really part of the state education system, the Department of Education, whereas we're a private nonprofit organization.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Baker.
Just a quick question, the 45,000 that you're requesting, approximately, what percent of your budget would that incur?
Maybe 15 to 20% of our budget.
Thank you.
Carrie, have they exhausted? 45. What's the line item to date? I know.
It was spent.
It's spent
as soon as we approved it last year.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I might back on. Is there any other questions? I have no problem with your budget request, Commissioners.
I have none either.
I think now that the sheriff's overseeing the whole thing, I'm completely comfortable with it.
So, thank you for traveling down at St. Travis.
Yeah, and we invite you here up in Jackson to come pay us a visit and see what our program is all about.
You know, one of these days we just might have to do that.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
First one, the line pit reserve. We already have $3 million in that reserve, so we don't need to put more in there. So we took that one off. Paradise Wash, Kimberly Bridge. Also, one thing to note this year on the road and bridge capital improvement project, it does include engineering costs. So that was never included in the what was submitted before. So it is included in there now. South Cottonwood Phase 1, that's the 1.8. That's what is left to finish that project. And then South Cottonwood Phase 2 is the $3,422,000, and from visiting with Billy, the phase one and phase two is not something you can just stop. It has to move forward because one is getting the material, two is placing the material. In my very elementary understanding of how those work, so it's not that we can do phase one and then wait and see how the money goes to do phase two. That would be wasting the funds from phase one. Is that right, Dr. Renee? Is that how you understood that?
Yeah, I think phase one was getting materials and maybe putting the culverts in, and then phase two was actually doing the road work itself.
I was under a different impression. Okay. Phase one is the first 7 miles, phase two is 11 miles.
Yeah. The way you really explain it.
Which, I'm fine with either one explanation. Yeah. I'm just saying, the first 7 miles is what we just approved for the bid, that we just awarded the bid. Phase two was 11 miles afterward.
Yeah, I'm just...
Yes.
Going by what Billy said, the impression that we were given was exactly what you said, and that is that if you do phase one, you're committed to doing phase two, because if you don't do phase two, you've wasted phase one.
Build a road to nowhere.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
But if we need to have more conversation about those, we can meet and talk about that. Because, like I said, my understanding of how roads work is like that. Okay?
Commissioner Bowles,
I think it might be beneficial to all of us to, in our next meeting, to have Billy go over that phase one, phase two, just so we all really understand what we're talking about, and maybe have a map that depicts what we're really going to be doing. I know it would be educational for me, and I would be better able to explain why we're spending the money we're spending.
You want me to ask him to talk about that on the 16th in his portion?
Yes.
Okay. The other capital project for road and bridge is the Horse Creek Bridge, replacing that. Billy said that's something that really shouldn't be put on the back burner again, and that was his estimate. The other two that he had on his list, 40 Rod Cattle Guard replacement and Paradise Cattle Guard removal and patch, he felt like Road and Bridge his department could make some of those repairs without putting it out for bid for outside entity to do. And those were the two that he was most comfortable with waiting on or doing in-house. And you can talk, I can ask him to talk about those two if you want at the next meeting. Ready to move on to the next?
Yeah.
Okay. The next entity request we had for capital improvement was the Pioneer Senior Center patio enclosure, and the committee that met felt like this is something that we could wait on, especially in the middle of COVID right now. Seniors aren't getting together. We don't really know what money's going to look like. So this one was set aside for another time. When Joan met with us, she said one of the reasons they couldn't use the space allocated for their crafts is because it was being used for funerals so much. But with not having large gatherings, that kind of is not an issue at this time. So this is up to...
It's just another consideration we have in terms of what our overall financial situation is, what it is for the future, and trying to establish some priorities. And I would just have to say, in looking at this list, it has lesser priorities than some other things on the list.
It does. And you mentioned this at the beginning of the meetings, but also have to tell you now, these projects will not be funded out of the current budget. They will have to come out of reserves.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, would it be appropriate to see what the final numbers come out as, and then we...
Sure, we're just having
conversations. I just think, in a month or so, we know what some finalization of some numbers and what the returns are from the department heads of this budget year, that it may change our opinions in some.
Right.
And it may that our general theme remains in terms of where we stand this year, next year, and the difficulties we face. But yeah, I'm fine with that. We're just doing deliberations now.
Mm-hmm. The other The next one is the main control PLC for the detention center. Casey originally had this in his operating budget, but we felt like it was important that it not be in his operating budget because it's not a maintenance thing. This is something that has to be replaced. And he actually amended that number. Oh, okay, you have 120, yeah. So it's gonna be 120,000 rather than the original expected 100,000. But this main control has to be replaced, or if it goes down, then they will have to go back to using keys to open all the doors, and that would increase staff. So getting this main control replaced is pretty important for the detention center.
Yeah, Casey made it very clear in terms of this, that this is an absolute need.
Clarification on that. Did we not replace the jail doors?
This isn't the doors.
So this must be the panel that operates the doors?
Yes.
The computer control, whatever it is.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And then the last project that we had at that time was the telephone project. It is still imperative that this be addressed, and the telephones are going to have to be replaced, but as time goes by, more and more county entities are saying our telephones need to be replaced. Matt, do you want to talk about this? Or?
Sure. Gentlemen, remember we released an RFP earlier this year. We got back two responses, both underwhelming, and we rejected those bids. We were planning to go out and rebid again. COVID then hit and is placed on hold because it will require probably several site inspections by interested vendors who want to submit a bid. And since the original project was discussed, I had numerous other county entities, to include public health and the library, express sincere interest that they wanted their phones replaced, their phones were old, and similar to the Nortel phones that are currently in the county warehouse. So that's the reason for the increased number up to 500,000. And Sheriff Lear, Andre, I've talked to both of them, and they think this is an absolutely critical project because we're one sort of catastrophic failure away from having no phone service in the courthouse. So that explains the increased request. And I'm seeing what the commission decides in terms of a funding level before I release another RFP, but I anticipate releasing an RFP sometime in July or August, depending on what the commission is comfortable with from a funding perspective.
Commissioner?
So Matt, in kind of regards to our conversation you had in your office the other day, is there any way to tie the CenturyLink audit to this to help develop the RFP or refine it possibly?
Absolutely, I'm working with Mike Christie to see what can be incorporated into the CenturyLink to a new phone system. Because if we go to a VoIP system, it's a voice over internet protocol system, it's the future of phones that requires internet service. And so, yeah, I'm definitely considering that perspective with Mike Christie's.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I think we've talked about this before. We know the situation we have with the phones being not only outdated, archaic, no parts available, and so on. So this is going to be critical because, as you said, we are just one failure away from not having a phone system.
And Nortel's not a business now. The phones that we have. So
yeah,
we have to order parts off eBay, replacement parts, which is
all right, thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
So this was the list, what you saw a minute ago was the list that was identified by Casey Lear, Andre, Shad Cooper, Dr. Annette, Matt, myself. I think that's it of the things that were coming up right now. And then we have this other list of things that might be coming in the future. Andre explained that that maintenance is going to need a property shop facility for parking vehicles, which would mean land and a building. He also told us that at some point, the glycol in the overhead sprinklers is going to have to be replaced, and that could be a very significant expense. And then Shad has his fire truck capital improvement plan, but the buildings do not fit in his fire budget. So he mentioned that eventually, over time, the Boulder station will need to be considered as well. And then Tom asked us to add the water report to this. Did you want it?
I think I just wanted to discuss it. I think that you look back at our air quality problems, we didn't have a baseline, and Mike has done an outstanding job of gathering all the data. It just needs to be refined into a report.
Is this something that you want to put somehow in this budget this year, or do you want to look at it for maybe next year?
I just want it for everybody to have the discussion. I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
Okay.
You know, after listening to Commissioner Noble talk about that yesterday and thinking about it, there is quite a bit of merit to this because we have a wealth of data out there that hasn't been compiled and put together. And if I guess we may never know where we'll need it, but we don't have a baseline on the water quality, so I'm open for a discussion on that. It's quite an expense. It's been something that's been out there for some time, but by the same token, I don't see us any closer to being able to do it next year or the year after than we are this year.
Mr. Chairman, it is something I think that needs time, but rather than, I'm not quite ready for us just to throw the money in there and say we're going to do it. I would like to have some more discussion with the Conservation District and Mike, and maybe even some discussion with DEQ Water Quality Division and see if we can't launch some kind of joint effort to interpret this data, because it's in the best interest of the state as well as the county.
Okay.
And that, I don't know how long that might take, but I think in my view that is the best way forward. There may be an option in addition to us just taking this all on ourselves. That's my point.
Commissioner Vickery?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, you know, along those lines, I have to agree with Joe's assessment. I think, number one, if we could partner with the state, DEQ, or whatever entity we need to, Water Control Board, whatever they are, might make this thing a little more appealing, if you would, from a financial standpoint. Water report, no doubt, is an important aspect here, but wow, that's a pretty big number also. And I think we'd be better served to get a little more information before we just jump right in the middle of it. Thank you.
Okay.
And I agree with that. There's it makes good sense to ask for partners to help us out in this, especially when they can benefit from the information as well.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with that. More information.
So these are the capital projects that we identified and have included in this year's budget, possibly. So as we go on, we'll know more what the final number is. The next thing, everybody happy with that? If we want more discussion, we can have it again later.
Uh,
I think it is something that we do look at again. We need to see where we are with the numbers that come in. And then we're also going to have to, and I guess that's the next step in terms of what's coming up. We're going to have to also consider our depreciation reserves and how we account for these monies towards these capital projects.
Right. Before we do depreciation reserves, do you want to look at that outside entity request?
Sure.
Okay. They're in the very back of your packets. Mm-hmm. Two requests that didn't fall within our normal budget requests. Mesa Therapeutic Horsemanship would like $8,815 to for a shed and possibly turn it into a classroom. We explained to them that the proper channel for that request would be the Rec Board, but they still want to. You didn't know that they wanted that money.
And here we go with the discussion we just had with the Rec Board. They are probably going to, as stated, be getting continued increased requests. And then the spillover from that, as this will be, is going to come to this board. And I think it's... I don't want to say past the time, but it's the time for us in that regard to have to make some difficult decisions. We can't just keep expanding expenses for future projects when our goal is actually to decrease expenses for the projects we have.
Right. And your instruction to me last year during budget was send the entities to the Rec Board and that you do not hear the requests. If it's not within our regular budget.
Commissioners, your thoughts?
I concur, but my question is, they went to the Rec Board with this request and were told no, and then they came to us?
Matt, do you remember if they went to the Rec Board? I think they did.
Last year?
This year. It might have been after the deadline. I'm not sure, but... I don't remember if they did or not.
Well, evidently, just listening to what the Rec Board had to say, they had many, many requests
right.
that they turned down.
Right.
Okay.
Mr. Baker, do you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, as we do on the, on the Mesa Therapeutic. You explain that to me again. I guess I didn't understand that exactly, Carrie. They came in late, you said.
I don't remember if they came in late or if they didn't go to the Rec Board. I'm sorry. It was a lot of meetings. But they did ask the Board of County Commissioners for the money. And I explained to them the proper avenue would be the Rec Board, but they said they would still like to ask for money.
So would you go back to that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so they didn't get to go to the Rec Board, is that what I
said? I don't remember if they did or not.
Okay. So, for what it's worth, I'm going to have to throw in my 2 cents. As we go through this budget, I realize there's a lot of monies that we're either going to send out or not. This project, as you all know, goes from one end of the county to the other, and it's, in my opinion, it's so well deserved a little bit of support that we could give it. That's all.
Okay. will tell you an interesting story that came out of all of this. When we met with the Rec Board, I mentioned that Mesa had presented a request to us because they needed a shed. And Monty said, oh, I have a shed they can have. But it wasn't quite big enough. But, anyway.
Well, I appreciate Commissioner Vickery's comments, and I agree with the worthiness. It's just going to be that the level that we face, we're not granting or denying requests based on the worthiness or the contributions to the community. It's just in terms of how much money do we have to spend. And some are tough, but I agree with Commissioner Vickery that it's a worthwhile program. It's a minimal amount. I put it up to the commissioners to kind of weigh in and see what they think. It's a challenge that we're going to have this year. It's a challenge for whoever's here next year. It's going to be even tougher. It's made more difficult by the fact that we have some very worthwhile programs that serve the needs of our community. It's just how do we sustain those?
And your direction to me was to not put those on the budget request.
Right. So, Commissioner?
Mr. Chair, I think if you... This is a worthy project. That said, if you go back when this started and look up what the county funded, it was significant. I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was far more than what we're looking at there. And as I remember, the idea was to help them get started, and then they were going to be able to go forward on their own. That's what my memory says. And seems like maybe $50,000 a year for a couple of years. And I could be wrong on that, but it was significant. And we got it started. Do you remember anything about that?
No, but I can find out.
Yeah, okay. I'd be interested in maybe taking a look at that. But I do think the right, from now forward, the right avenue is the right form.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with Commissioner Bousman that this needs to go through the Rec Board before it comes to us. Because if we don't do it that way, we have two requests here. Next year there will be 50. If they got turned down there, we'll go to the commissioners. Maybe they'll give it to us.
Are you ready to move on to the next one?
Commissioner Nolan, have any comment?
So after sitting with the Rec Board, they mentioned they had a reserve account for the Big Piney ball fields, and we had a conversation outside that they've never heard from the entity of the Big Piney ball fields, but yet we gave them $2,000 at the last meeting. So I think that we need to follow protocol and go through the Rec Board, because that $2,000 we gave them, they never approached the Rec Board and asked for the money. And they haven't.
I will speak to that.
Okay.
They were late and they got turned down.
So
did somebody,
it's still in their reserves, they could have discussed it.
They were told no.
Okay.
They were told no.
So I see we're working ourselves into a batting ourselves into a corner.
Well, I agree we need to be consistent.
Very consistent. And there's some things that haven't been, but we won't go there.
Fair enough.
We won't go there.
Okay, I think we're ready to move on.
Okay. The next one, do you have the letter? There's a letter in your packet from Mayor Matt Murdoch. We hold 600 and
40,000 or close to it?
Close to it. I think it's 646 now, maybe. But I had him only check on it. 636. $636,000 Emily holds for as grant money for the Pineville Airport. And if you can see in that letter, they have.
Sorry, there's too many things.
Okay. It looks like they're making two requests. They want the board to contribute $300,000 as a 10% match to a $3 million airport fixed space operations center. And then, I guess in addition, they want the board to cover an extra $146,000 over the 630 that is held in the account for them.
Karen, can you explain to us or help us understand those funds in that reserve account and how they accumulate each year? Or is there no further accumulation?
I think it's a grant match. Emily could explain it better, but and I was going to see if she could come over here for the next portion of our meeting too, so maybe she can explain it then.
But yeah, and that might be good. I mean, I realize it's for grants to match what they get for projects at the airport. I don't know that they've ever had a project this size. This is a considerable, almost $13 million project, which is understandable that it would exhaust their match. So, on the surface, I have no problem with helping make up that match money. I would just like to know how that match money reaccumulates. Commissioner Noble?
So it's my understanding that every year we contribute that 146 or 150 into that line item. I remember we did it.
The previous year we
double funded it last year to make up for the year before we thought. So that line item is a contribution by us every year, is my understanding.
I understand. I just didn't remember the dollar amount that we did.
I don't know it exactly either, but I believe it was in the approximate range of that 146. That's where they got that number.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to.
I thought we could just rolled over the 636 rolled over every year.
It does, but we contribute more every year.
Yeah, it rolls over if they don't have a project in which they need to use that match money for.
Okay. I didn't think we contributed more because what was in the mill for the boards last year. The 144 was the Big Piney Airport.
And I might be wrong. Let's see what Emily has to say.
Yeah, and I think so. I think there is
a
difference between the two airports and how we do that in matching money. And I don't pretend to understand it, so it would be good to get some clarification there.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Hickory.
So I'm somewhat confused. It looks to me like, in my world at least, we have horses and airplanes for recreation. I think they need to go to the rec board.
I think the amount we reserve every year for grant matching is probably discretionary on our part. I think we put in whatever we think we want to put in our budget. I don't think there's any requirements. But that money then accumulates until the FAA comes along with a grant for a project. Then there's money there to do the match. They help meet the 10% match. One question I would have. We got, 600 whatever money we have in that reserve fund right now. I would ask why could not the town contribute some additional match money since they opened their fund. Is there a requirement that the county have to fund 10% of whatever they build out there? I don't think so. So that's my question, and we can get some clarification somehow on how that works, but that's what my number said.
Mr. Nolan?
I just was going to say Kat has some historical knowledge of this. If you want to refer to her.
Just a little bit of history. I believe that the recent contributions into that account were something that was negotiated by Commissioner Andy Nelson, and that was part of the commission no longer funding the operations of the airport and just putting money into the capital stuff. So,
right.
So that's why. So the town of Pinedale works on the operations and things like that. So you guys are only doing the capital work, the grants.
Exactly, which is the difference between Big Piney, because they were due from the operational part.
Yep.
But I just couldn't remember, you know, how much time we allocated put into that reserve account. And I think that the big hit on that reserve account comes because they have a significant match on a major project. But I would still like to get some information on that.
So was that an agreement?
I don't think it was a written thing. I think it was just a meeting, you know. I'm not sure if it will be reflected in the minutes anywhere or what.
Mr. Chairman? This is Mr. Bowson's microphone, so anything I say should be alluded to him.
By the record request?
Yeah, record request. I'm looking up there. Two things. Number one, the 300,000, 10% match, but 3 million airport fixed base operations. And I'm wondering, yesterday we discussed fixed base, and I'm not comparing one to the other, but it seemed to me like an FBO center big plane was way far less than the request for a $3 million one here. In addition to that, my comment is we almost gave them $300,000 when they upped the ante on the ball fields thing. We gave them $250,000, not $300,000 then. So I don't know. I'm struggling a little bit, I guess, with that. That's all.
Okay, I think we need to. I mean, would you like somebody from Town of Pinedale to come in and do the explanation, or do we want to wait for Emily to give us some further background? My position on this, in looking at this, is I'm not interested in taking the $300,000 for the 10% match. I think that would be up to the town of Pinedale if they want to build a FBO for their airport. Based on historical information and how we've operated in the past, I would be willing to consider increasing the match money needed for them to do the project. Consider. I don't know what the history of that is.
Emily's on her way.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a recess. 5 minutes. We'll wait for Emily to take.
You want to go to lunch?
Sure.